Vayter and Shasra and Daf Yudzayin, picking up on Tetzayin of a base by the bottom of the page in the middle of the line. Amar Rabba Amar of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa. Okay, so we are going to continue on with the idea. We're talking about how great, great, important Talmud Torah is. Now we're going to see another one. Gadol Talmud Torah Yotzei Kibud Avim. Talmud Torah is even greater than Kibud Avim. We know, let me just quickly tell it to you, then we'll see inside, that Yaakov Avinu had to run away from Esav, wanted to kill him. And he ran away from Esav, and then he finally didn't come back for 22 years. Now, really, it wasn't 22, it was 36 years. But 14 of those years, he was by the yeshiva of Eivor, steigen away. And he wasn't held responsible. Yaakov away from his parents, he ended up, Mida Kenabida, have Yosef away from him for 22 years. But not 36, because those 14 years he was steigen, is not in the cheshbon. God the Tamatar Yotzim Kibarayim Shekolos and Shanim Shayo Yaakov Avinu Bebeis Eivir Lonen Asher wasn't punished while learning over there. The Amar Mar. And now we do a little bit of math to work this out. Beep, turn the page. Yotzayin. Lama Nimnu Shosef Shal Yishmael. Why are you telling us how old Yishmael was when he dies? Rashi says, Malalo Limnos Shinos Arishayim. Why do you have to count the years of the wicked, wicked people? The whole purpose is not to understand that Yaakov Avinu Shtikl the 14 years. Kedei Liachis Bem Shnosef Shal Yaakov. In order to work out the years of Yaakov, Rashi does a chesed, and then the Gemara goes into it. The Chsiv. Ve'elishnei Chayi Yishmael Ma'ash Shanu Shoshim Shadav 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 Yishmael was 137 years when he died. Now, Kamakashi Yishmael Yitzchak. How much older was Yishmael than Yitzchak? Answer is, Aberes Yishnin, 14 years. The Chsiv is a Pasuk says, Ve'avram ben Shmonim Mishana V'shei Shanim B'led Is Hagar. As Yishmael Avram, he was 86 years old when he gave birth to Yishmael. Uksiv Avram ben Ma'ash Shanim V'yibalev Yidlo Yisitzchak Baran. He was 100 years old when he gave birth to Yitzchak. Therefore, he was clearly 100 years older. Uksiv. Yitzchak was 60 years old when he gave birth to Yaakov and Esav. So if Yitzchak was 60 years old, but Kamav Yishmael, Kedis and Yaakov, how old was he when Yaakov was born? Bar Shimdarbe, 74 years old, 14 years older. Kamapaishimine, how many years were left for Yishmael's life? Shitanutlas, 63 years. V'etanya, we learned in a brayso. So, Yaakov Avinu b'shash in his barich me'aviv ben shishim v'shalashanim. When Yaakov got the bracha, he was 63 years old when he got the bracha. Ubo b'perik makes Yishmael. And that time is when Yishmael ended up dying. D'chsiv v'yar Esav kiberich. And Esav saw that he got was blessed. V'yelich Esav el Yishmael v'yikach his machalas batz Yishmael achostavaris. And when he got married to this person. Now, if she's the daughter of Yishmael, so of course she's the sister of Nevarus. So why you got to spell that out? That Yishmael married her off and then he died. He ended up, well, he set up the marriage and then he ended up dying. Rashi says, Avia umes v'isia Nevarus achia. And then his brother came in and popped in, her brother. And the brother came over and took over and did such a thing. So that's why he mentions Nevayos. Shitanutalas. Now, so we got a 63 years old. There, Besar Adabisal Yosef. It was 14 years until Yosef was born. This document was by Lavan. Ha, Shivim Vishiva, which means that he should have really been 77 years old at the time Yosef was born. Yosef ben Shloshim Shana b'amdol fnei Pyro, and it says that Yosef was 130 years old when he stood by Pyro, right? So he was 63 and then 14 years by Lavan at 77. And the Pasuk tells us that Yosef was 30 years old when he's in front of Pyro. Hame'a, that means that he should have been 107 years. Shav disava vitarte dekafna. Add to the cheshbon 7 years of plenty, because we know that that's the 7 years of the blessing that happened, Yosef predicted, and then 2 years of famine when they came down. Ha, mea v'shisar. That should be, it's 116 years old. Uksib, but we know it says, v'yomer paro Yaakov, kam yishnecha, I said, how old are you? V'yomer Yaakov, el paro, yimei shnei megurai, shloshim u'mea shana, he said 130. So mea v'shisar, avian, really, it should have been 116. Where's the 14 years? 14 years. Lo chashav lo. It wasn't put into the chesbon. The Tanya's we learned in a brayso. Yaakov the beis aver mutman arba'as rishana. He was there in the beis aver. He was hidden there for 14 years. Aver meis la'achasher Yaakov avinu la'aram na'arayim shtei shanim. Aver died 2 years after Yaakov went to Aram na'arayim. Yatsa misham ubalo la'aram na'arayim. Yaakov left there. And got around the Rayam, Nimchik Shamar al Be'er, Ben Shivim Visheva Shana. So we find that when Yaakov is by the Be'er, when he gets to Naraim, he's 77 years old. And that's where the 14 years are. Now, Uminolan Delo Mianis, how do we know he didn't get punished for those years? Time was that the Braisa, Nimsi Yosef Shapir Shabbat Vishimishtaim Shana, Yosef was away from his father for 22 years. Kishem Shapir Yaakov Avinu Me'av, it's like he was away from his father. Yaakov Tlos and Mishizanavi. What do you mean it was 36 years? Allah, Be'isadav, Be'isav, Allah, Chashvalu. We don't count the Shtag in the Torah in that equation. Frekling Amar, but the math is a little off because Sof the base Lovin Esrim Shinavian. He was only by Lovin's house for 20 years, not for 22 years. Says Rashi, Vainkan Ella Esrim the base Lovin. 20 years. Ella Mishum de Ishtai Ba'urcha Tardin Shtin, because he ended up on a way while traveling. It took him 2 years to travel. Rashi says, there was Shuvimiram Narayan, Lavoli Yitzchak Aviv, but even Lo Bias, Lemosa Chorev, Asa Sukos, Base Ba'amim Shnei Yamosa Kayetz, Hare Yud Ches. Ube base kale, base el asa shisha chadashim, end up 6 months of a day, kishi yatsa mishchem, shenemer, kumale base kale, or base el, sorry, I don't know how to say it. Anyway, ended up being 18 and then 6 comes out to 24, so it's 24 months, means that's 2 years. The Tanya, yatsa mishchem, shenemer, kumale base kale, so asa sham shmona, so I hold this, she was there for 16 years. Shenemer, Yaakov, nasa besukos, sukos of even low bias, lemikne asa sukos, and for his animals, he made sukos. We base kale, also shisha chadashim v'yikriv zvachim, and he ended up being there for 6 months, and he brought karbanot. So there again, hajan alach megillah nikreis. You know what I mean? I guess we say we're going to hajan alach, so let's do it. Megillah nikreis b'yadav. Few days, you give me your dal tesvav. Bam, we're yotzei. Move on to the second parak of Maseches Megillah. Here we go. Very exciting. Let's begin the second parak now. Someone who goes and reads the Megillah l'mafreya. What does that mean, l'mafreya? That means he reads it out of order. You read out of order, then lo yotza. You are not yotza. You did not fulfill your obligation. Or let's say someone decided to do it by heart. Karel peh. Then what's going to we see? We'll see in a second. Karu targum b'chol lashon. If you read it in targum or b'chol lashon in any type of language, any other language, even besides Hebrew, Hebrew. Lo yotze, you are not yotze. Now, seemingly what that means is, if you don't understand the language, what we see now, you can read it in another language so that you understand those languages. Rashi says, kol sheino lashon hakodesh, nikra laz is called laz. And the Gemara says, it says, not yotze, but all right, point is now we're going to see that it says, lazos belaz, you could do Valois Shama Ashuris Yatza. And let's say you have someone who speaks another language, but they hear it in Ashuris, meaning Lashon HaKodesh, then he's Yotze, even if he's not understanding it. Karu Serugin Umisnamnim Yatza. Let's say you read it in a way that you're not going straight, but Rashi says you read a little bit, then you stop a little bit, then you read a little more, then you stop a little bit. Or Misnamnim, you're kind of dozing off as you read it. Yotze Yotze. Kosvo Darsho Magia. Let's say a person's writing a Megillah. Or let's say he's darshining a Megillah, or we're dealing with the case of he's fixing it up, and he's going as he's fixing it, he's actually reading along with it. Rashi says, "Mitoch kach korim kiven libo im kiven libo yotza." So I just read that in Rashi, but now it says, "Im kiven libo yotza." If he's focusing, then he's yotze. Vim lav yotza. So if a person's going ahead and he's writing it, and he's being mechaven his lev as he's doing it, and he's darshan and he's saying it out, and he's magia and he's having kavana, then he's yotze. And if not, then he is not yotze. Hoyseksuva besam uvesikra vekomkum uvekomos uvekankantom. The Gemara will go on to explain what these things are. Alaniyar, or let's say a person did it, alaniyar valadiftara, aniyar or diftara. Yeah, the Gemara is going to explain this stuff. It says Rashi, lo yatsi na yotzi. Achtek suva ashuris ala sefer ubidyo. Three important things. It's got to be ashuris, meaning loshana kodesh, and the type of script that was used. On ala sefer, Rashi is a klaf, which is parchment, ubidyo, and with ink, black ink. Now, how do we know, says Rashi, if you do it out of order, you're not going to be yotze. It's going to be as it's written and in its time. Just like if you do the days out of order, meaning you do the 14th and the 15th out of order, it can't work. Rashi explains that the 15th Adar can't come before the 14th Adar. D.F. Sheshay Tetzot called me a Dalit. And Afk Savan Laferlo, so two of you ended up, the way it's written, can't be out of order either. Midi Kriya Ksiva Hacha? Midi Kriya Ksiva Hacha? Is it talking about over here? Did we say anything about reading in that Pasuk? The Pasuk says that Kich Savan Kizvanam is Asiya Ksiva. All it's written over there is about. Actually, the full pasuk over there says that Kimu v'kiblu Hayehudim aleim v'al zarim v'al kol anilvim aleim v'lo yavur lios osim eshnei yama meila to do those 2 days kichsavam kizmanam b'chol shana v'shana and all the days right. So the Gemara says here, what are you hacking at saying that midi kriyek siva acha that there's a problem of out of order? Asiyek siva. Nechsev lios osim ishtayamim. To do these 2 days. So what's shaychus? Elam ha'acha. Rather learn from another pasuk. Nechsev ha'yomim e'ilu ha'ila niskarim v'nasim. This is a little bit more clear. Ha'yomim e'ilu niskarim v'nasim iskish zechira la'asiyah. We make a hekish zechira la'asiyah. We also saw this earlier in the parak. Ma'asiyah l'mafeyalo, just like the actual asiyah, can't be done out of order. Av zechira. So this is here, meaning the Megillah itself came down of order. Ta'ana v'chein b'halel, we also know this by halel. V'chein b'kriya shema b'tefila. Similarly, when it comes to the idea of kriya shema and tefila, you can't say things out of order, you can't say shema out of order, you can't say shema nesri out of order. If you do, we've got ourselves some problems. Halel minolad, how do we know halel can be done out of order? Rabba amr d'chsev, mimizach shemesh ad mevo'o. From the rising of the sun until the setting, says Rashi, Kishim Shishkias of Zuchasachama, just like the sunrise and sunset don't get switched and flipped, so too, Mehulal Shem Hashem, Velo Nafreya, it's got to be done in the right way. That's the full pasuk. Mizach Shemesh and Mavo, Mehulal Shem Hashem. Another one is Rav Yosef Amar Zayom Asa Hashem. The fact that it says, this is the day that Hashem made. And just like says Rashi, just like Kisera Yom Sheinu Mishtana, Bishosav Lehefech, Kach Lemefrelo, so too, there's the orders, the days, the hours, don't go out of order, so too, this as well. Avav Yomar, Yishem Hashem Avarach, Hashem Hashem should be blessed, says Rashi, Kehav Yasa Yehei, Hillel Hashem, of Yechasa Kisera. It's got to be done in the proper order as it is. From Nachem Bar Yitzchak, Vitimer of Acha Bar Yaakov, Amar Mehacha, he learns it from here, Me'ata V'yad Olam. It's got to continue on in the way that it is forever. Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema. How do Kriya Shema has to be done in order? The Tanya's we learned in a Braisa. Kriya Shema Kichsava. Then we learned this in Brachos as well, Daf Yud Gimel. As it's written, Divri Rebbe, as Rebbe says. The Chachamim Omrim, Chachamim say, Rashi says Kichsava means Balashan HaKodesh, V'lo B'lashan Acher, can't be in another language. The Chachamim Omrim, Chachamim say, that is all Divri Rebbe. B'chol Lashon, you could do it in any language that you want, any language that you understand at least. My Talmud Rebbe, what's Pshat in Rebbe that he says it's got to be as it's written, Amar Kra. It says in the Pasuk, beep, turn the page, it's out of the base. V'hayu, when it says V'hayu advarim ha'ela, asher nechim etzav v'chayom, V'hayu, b'av yasin yehu, it's got to be in the way that it is, Rashi says, B'loshan HaKodesh. For Rabbanu my Taima, what's Pshat that they say it can be different things? Amar Kra, Shema, this is Mamish the Gemara in Brachos. Because it says Shema, b'chol Lashon shato Shema, any Lashon that you understand. V'Rebbe Nami, Haksiv Shema, it says Shema, ha'u mi ba'ele, he needs it for something else. Not that it says be the same language, but you have to hear to your ears that which comes into your mouth. You have to be able to hear what you're saying. Rabban and Savri command the Amar. They say, like the one who says, Hakori Shema, Veloshmin La'azon Yotze. If a person says it in a way that he doesn't go ahead and he can't hear it, that you are Yotze, still Yotze. It comes up a little bit afterwards in Brachos as well. Rabban and Nami Aksiv Hayu. It says the words Vihayu. So that means it's got to be only in Hebrew. That's coming to tell you, you can't read it out of order. Says Rashi, Alma Kriya Shema L'mafreya Lo, can't be out of order. This is where he's learning it from. The Rebbe, Shalo Yikar L'mafreya Minol. How does Rebbe know you can't read out of L'mafreya? Because we know he already uses that Lashon for something else. Mi Devarim Had Devarim. From the fact that this is Vayu Had Devarim. Could have said Vayu Devarim Ha'ela. What's Had Devarim Ha'ela? Rabbanan Devarim Had Devarim Lo Mashmalu. He doesn't dash in such a thing. Lema Kesavir Rebbe Kolatar Kula B'chol Lashon Emra. Do you want to say? Are we going to go so far to say that Rebbe would say that you can do the entire Torah in any language. Because if you want to say that it's got to be done in Hebrew, then why do you have to say vahayu to tell me that this tafka has to be in Hebrew? So it must be that everything else can be out of Hebrew. It says, no, it's rich. Not a riot, because maybe the entire Torah has to be in Hebrew, and this also has to be said, it's got to be in Hebrew. Also, you know why? Because Shema, Karabana, I always thought Shema, just like the Rabbanan, you can do it in any language. Therefore, Kasarachlan, how are you to tell you that no, this one also has to be done in Hebrew. Everything, and including this one as well. Okay, let's see. Lema, Kasavra, Rabbanan, and Kol Torah, Beloshan, HaKodesh, Nemra. So we're going to say that according to Chachamim, the entire Torah has to be done in Hebrew. These HaKadaitach, B'chol Loshan, Nemra, because if you want to say it can be done in any language, Lama, L'Limachtav, Shema. Why do you have to say Shema? Teaching you that you're allowed to do it in any language, meaning the other ones have to be done in Hebrew. Says Gemara, no, lav dafka. You can even say the rest of the Torah can be done in any language and still has to say Shema. Kasakatachaminu v'ayu k'rebi. Our thought v'ayu, like Rebbe holds, that you can only do Shema in Hebrew. So kasachman and Shema, that you can do in any language you understand, but the rest of the Torah has to be done in Hebrew. Can be done in any language. You don't have a raya. Tefillah minala, and how do we know that tefillah has to be done? Tefillah, when we say tefillah, generally what it's referencing is Shemona Esrei. How do we know it's going to be done in the right way, in the right order? Tatanya, we're going to braisa. Shimon Apakuli, Hister Shemona Esrei, Brachos, Lefnei Rabban Gamliel, Ala Seder B'Yavne. He came along and he set up the Shemona Esrei in front of Rabban Gamliel in Yavne. He was called that, Rav Shimon Apakuli, because, as she says, some can explain, because of the fact that he sold cotton. And that's what the word is. Pekuli means katan. So he set up this idea of the Shemona Esrei. That we have different psukim. It's come along and set it up in a certain way. Amar Yochanan of Amrila, b'mastisa tana. Some Rav Yochanan says something was tana braisa. And now we're going to go through the brachos of Shemona Esrei. Here we go. Mea v'esrim zakenim ubayim kamen avim tiknu Shemona Esrei brachos al seder. There were 120 zakenim that were part, and some of them were Nevi'im. They set up the Shemona Esrei in a very particular order. So such as Stam, you know, oh, I want to do it differently. We're talking about very chashuva people set it up. Tan Rabbanan, Tan Rabbanan. Minayin Sha'omim Avos. How do we know, from where do we know that we say Avos? Right in the beginning, the first Brucha. Shenemar Havu Lashem B'nei Elim. This we learned in the past, and there's other mesachtas about this. Havel Hashem and Elim, the strong ones that render unto Hashem, you sons of the powerful. This pasuk means that we should say before Hashem, we should mention the avos in front of Hashem. Rashi goes and he says that he skew the fun of his Eile Haaretz, the strong ones. How do we know that we say Gevuros, the second bracha? How do we know to say that? Shenemar hovu l'Hashem kavod v'os. Because it says you should give kavod v'os, and therefore you go into the gevura. Minayin shalom kedushos. How do we know that we say kedushos? Shenemar hovu l'Hashem kavod shemo. Shtach v'Hashem hadus kodesh. Because now we go into the fact that the pasuk says hovu l'Hashem kavod shemo. Rashi says that the end of the pasuk is sefer tekra b'hadus kodesh. So therefore we go and we say kadosh. And now we continue on. After Atah Kadosh, you say Akela Kadosh, Atah Chonin Lodom Das. Uma Ra'u, why do we say Lomer Bina Acher Kedusha? Why do we put in Bina after that? Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, says that the Kedushu is Kadosh Yaakov, as Elkei Yisrael, Yaritsu. It says that their Makdish, over there, the Kedushu is Kadosh Yaakov. And then afterwards, V'samachlei, V'yadu Soe Ruach Bina. And after that, it says that those who make a mistake in Ruach, Toi Ruach, Bina, those who made a mistake in their Ruach are going to know Bina, are going to have understanding, going to have insight. Umar Lomer Tshuva Acher Bina, what's afterwards we go into Slach Lanu Avinu Kichatanu. Sorry, Ashivenu Avinu L'Sar Esecha. What do we have that? Right afterwards, Dechsev Ulevavo Yavin Veshav V'Rafalo. Pasuk says, the heart's going to understand and then do Tshuva. So we have Bina and then we have Tshuva. Gemara says, well, hold on one second. You said Ulevavo Yavin, and then you said Vishav and Duchuva, and the next one's Virafa. So why isn't Refuah after? Why is Slach Lanu Avinu slipped in there? Ihachi Lema Refuah Basa Duchuva, let's say Refuah right afterwards. Says Gemara, no. Lo Sakataitach, you wouldn't have thought to have the Tshuva, right after Tshuva, you have Refuah. Dachsiv Vyosho Vel Hashem Virachameu Vel Elkinu Ki Yarbe L'Sloach. First, you have to have Slicha that pops in, and then afterwards, you can end up with something else. Umay chazi is the samchas aha, smocha ha. We have two psukim putting one thing after the other. First, we have the bracha of Shivenu Avinu L'Sar Secha, and then we have a pasuk which says Luvavo Yavin Vishav Virafa, which seems that Rafur should come right after the bracha of Vishav. And then we have another one that says Vyashav Hashem Yachamina Velkinikabalislach, that's putting after Tshuva, putting Slicha. Why do you choose one over the other? Why don't you just choose the other one? And therefore, we should have actually Rafur coming right afterwards. It says Gemara, Kasav Kra Achrina. We have another pasuk which comes and helps us out, and it says Asoleach L'chol Avonechi Harofe L'chol Tachlu Oichi Hagol Mishachas Choichi. So we see that we have over there Rafur. First says Slicha, and then Rafur. All right, so we see that the Slicha comes first. L'memer de Geula Rafur Baser Slicha Hi. Wrong chop. Lememra the geula refuah batzaslichu that it comes afterwards. I voksev v'shav v'rafalo. What are you going to do with that pasuk though? That seems to be putting it right afterwards. Says Gemara, ahu lav refuah the tachaluim he. That's not a normal type of refuah. The standard refuah of some sort of physical issue. Ela refuah the slichi. That's known as refuah of slicha. So therefore, we put it in the order we put it in. Now, umaroi lo megula b'shvius. Why is it that we have the pasuk, the bracha of refuah being the seventh bracha? What's the pshat in the seventh? It says Rashi, umaroi lo megula b'shvius v'lo refuah acher slicha. Why don't you put refuah after slicha? The question is that once we understand that we say the bracha of Slicha, let's go right into the bracha of Refuah. What's this Re'ena Vanyenu? We go into Goel Yisrael. Rashi says that the pasuk says Hasolech L'chol Avonechi Harofe L'chol Tachlu Oichi. Then therefore we should have Refuah, which is coming right after. It should be number 7. So why are you putting Geula as number 7? Amarava B'toch Shasidin L'gol B'Shvius. Because we know that the Klai Yisrael are going to be Nigal in the 7th. What does that mean? Shavua sheben David ba bo chaluk mishar shnei shanim. Kedemim beper chelik. I'm reading Rashi over here. Shanim mishana rav. Etc. Shvius is going to be in the shmita. Lefika kavua b'shvius. Therefore, they put it as a seventh bracha. Lefika, like we said, therefore kavua b'shvius we have in the seventh. I v'amar mar b'shishis kolos. In the 60th, there's going to be sounds. There's going to be noise. There's going to be people. Did you hear the news? No. Did you hear the news? We're going to know that Mashiach's on his way. But shvius milchamos. In the 7th year, there's going to be milchamos. There's going to be wars. But Moshe shvius ben David ba. And on Moshe shvius is going to be coming, going, meaning into the 8th year. So what's going on? Why are we doing the 7th bracha? Doing the 8th bracha? Says Gemara, milchama nami is chata de geula. Here, the war itself is the beginning of the geula, and therefore we put it in the seventh bracha. Interesting Rashi over here. Take a look at it and read it. Viter umaro lama the refuah b'shminas. Why do we go and we do the refuah? It's going to be in the 8th bracha. Amar Rabbi Acher. Rabbi Acher says mitol shenitna mila b'shminas shetzvicha refuah. Since mila is on the 8th day, which is refuah, lefikach kavua b'shminas. Therefore, they put refuah as the 8th bracha. Umaro ra'u lama birchas hashanah b'chias. Why do we say baruch aleinu as the 9th bracha? Amar Rabbi Alexandri kiregin mafkiyei sha'arim. This is opposite those who bring up the prices of food in a way which they're not supposed to. Dichsev shavor zura rasha. Break the strength of the Russia. That's coming against those people that are Rishayim, that lift up prices and mess people over. David ki amra b'chiyis amra. And David HaMelech, when did he say this? He said it in the 9th. Capital tes in the 9th capital. Really, it's a 10th, but 10th ends up being the 9th. That's based off the Gemara and Brachos that we know that, do the math over there. It's on Daf Yud. So, therefore, this is put in the 9th. Moving along in this fun essay, Umaru Elomer Kibbutz Golios. Tikab a shofar Godel Cherisinu. The Kibbutz, we go and talk about Kibbutz Golios, Lachar Birchas Hashanim. Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, Vatem Hare Yisrael, Anbechem Titenu, Piriachem Tisu, Laami Yisrael, Kikeru Lovo. And you, mountains of Israel, sprout your branches and give your fruit for my people Israel, because they're coming back. Pasuk in Yechezkel. So we see it's coming at a time when there's going to be a lot of good stuff which is growing. As it says, Alma Rashi says, Kibbutz Golios Be'is Birchas Hashanami. Therefore, we go and we say it right afterwards. V'kevin sh'niskapzu Golios Nasa Din B'Rishayim. And once they come back, there's going to be a Din Rishayim, a judgment. Sh'nemar V'ashiva Yadi Alayich V'etzrof Kabor Sigayich. I'm going to turn my hand on you and purge away your dross, as was lie. So, uksiv, shiva shoftaich v'shana, and I'm going to go on, I'm going to make your shoftaich, the judges, like it once was. Which accounts for why a shiva shoftein was right after that. V'kevet shana said din min harshayim, once it goes to that, then kolo aposhim, It's going to go. We're going to all the poshim. Those are going against Hashem. Are going to be kolu. They're going to be gone. Vekolo zedemimayim, and included in them are those who are doing things intentionally, and that's v'lam al shini mati sikva cholu risha kareket oved chayiv echamikre zedemir sakros shaver shenemar v'shaver poshim mechatoyim yachlo vichlu. Like the pasuk says, the destruction of those that are poshea, of those that are sinning, and are put together, and they're not going to exist anymore. V'kevin shekolu poshim misromemis. Karen Sadikim. As we say, Esamach David Avdecha, Meir Tasmiel, for Karino Tarmish Osecha, right? The Chsev, the whole Karni Rishayim, Agadea Teromamna Karno Sadik. All the horns of the wicked are going to be cut off, and lift up will be the horns of the Sadikim. The Kolol Geriat Sadik, Emat Sadikim, Shenemar Mipnei Seva Tokam Vadarta Pnei Zakein. That's when we say Val Geri Hatzedek. Those people that are Geri Tzedek, they're going to be included with the tzaddikim, as it says, "Pnei seva takum, get up in front of a seva, and v'daita pnei sakein." And right after that, what does it say? "V'samach leik v'chiyagor itcha ger." When there's a ger that's over there, when they have a ger that's living with you, and where will that horn be uplifted? Heichan misrememes karnam biyushalayim. It's going to be Yushalayim. Shenemar shalu shlom Yushalayim yishloyu olvayach. Pray for the peace of Yushalayim. Those who love you will be in a state of serenity. So there we have Vilu Yerushalayim Yerucha. V'kevin shenivdeh Yerushalayim, but David, once Yerushalayim is built, David Melcham shenemar beep, as the pasuk says, turn the page. Yerches Aman Alf Acha Yoshuvu Bnei Yisrael Uviktuos Hashem Elokeichem Eloheim Veis David Malcolm. Afterwards, the children of the Bnei Yisrael are going to come back. And they're going to look for Hashem, their God, and David, their king. That's Etzemach David Avdecha. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop here and continue on finishing off the Brachos of Shmon Esrei, Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow's daf. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.